Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.
Now the last 5 seconds. Clippy Lyons finishes up with the football. The 1996 Grand Final is over. Manly have beaten St George.
Spud Carroll is on the line. He was part of that 1996 Manly win in the ARL Grand Final. Spud, bring back some good memories for you, no doubt.
Yeah, good afternoon, boys. Unbelievable. As a kid, you dream about. Yeah, you know, firstly, playing first grade. When you start playing first grade, you think, oh, I love to win the comp. I was lucky enough to do that at Manly. We had three cracks at it. I look back now, we probably missed two opportunities, I reckon, as well, 95 and 97. But to say we won one, you know, some of the greatest players have never played in grand finals. So I'm pretty happy.
Do you remember much about the qualifiers? Like this weekend is, we call them grand final qualifiers. Other call them preliminary finals. Do you remember much about those games and the intensity and the nervousness around them before, just to make it through to the grand final?
Yeah, I think the main thing also was that you worried about getting injuries. Mm. So I know that game against St. George, I got a massive cork in the quad, and I was probably lucky to play. I had it all paddled up and everything, and just ice and heat and treatment all, you know, through the week. And back then, you know, mate, we used to work hard on our injuries, but not like they've got now. They've got bloody ice bars after the games. All we had was the Esky. That's the close we had.
Yeah.
And then just the idea of the main thing I sort of miss is, we all used to play at the Sydney Football Stadium. That was where you played. That's where you went and played the semi-finals. And then hopefully you made the grand final. But I just think, I'm still coming to grips with, I know South are playing a core, but yeah, the Cowboys. You know, I wish it was down here, mate. Maybe that's just me being a New South Wales person. I just think it should be in Sydney.
Now, tactics wise, Spud. Now, can some coaches be guilty of overcomplicating it when you get to finals and getting too excited? And probably think back to the late great Bozo Fulton. Did he just simplify things when he came to finals?
Yeah, he did. Just know your own job. Don't worry about what he's doing on the wing or what centres are doing. Just worry about your own job. My job was just to lay a platform. I wasn't allowed to pass the ball. You know, Steve Menzies was scoring tries. I remember in 95 when we had that fantastic defensive unit. Mm. We only lost three games, and one of those was the bloody grand final. And I think Beaver scored 24 tries that year, and I got 180 stitches in my right eye. So I did my job.
There you go. Now, reading throughout the week, your advice around how to beat Penrith is try not to beat them with skill. Try not to do what Penrith do really well, is basically just get in their face and dominate them and bash them. What gives you that assessment when you sit back and watch Penrith?
I think it was a blueprint I've seen when I watched the Melbourne Storm when they played out there at Penrith Park, and they just picked them through the middle. They just bashed them through the middle. Sure, they're missing Fisher Harris, and he's a big piece of their jigsaw puzzle, but you've just got to get in their face. It's do or die. If you don't win this game, you're out. Mm. So I'd be coming out line and mate, if you've got to give a penalty, same with bloody, like if you take, they're saying you can't have to kick it down, mate, just let him know you're there. Like whack him once, I guarantee you, he's going to be looking out the side of his eye, especially if you're a kicker. I'm just thinking back in the Manly days. Yeah, we had angles coming left, right, and centre. Sure, you got blokes who are trying to block, and we've seen that, Sats. But there is ways of getting to the quarterback. And it's like so much like NFL, I reckon, in some ways, these finals. If you can get a sack and get that halfback down, your side goes to good to winning the game.
So 25, 26 years later after you won that grand final, really nothing's changed with the blokes in the middle just trying to dominate.
Yeah, well, we say it each week about, you know, I love 70 carries. My goal was always to hit 20 carries. And back then, we didn't have the meters, so we just worried about how many hit-ups we did. But now they have meterage. And, you know, if your front row is doing 200 carries, you have a look at the Campbell Gillards and that and Junior Palo. The way he played the other week is incredible. He laid a platform, 20 carries each, 200 meters. And guess what? Your half and 5-8 get good ball. But if you're on your back foot, the 5-8 can't get a decent ball. Same with South. You know, Latrell Mitchell only looks good when they're laying platforms. If they don't lay the platform, mate, he can't do it on his ear.
Mm. Well, that doesn't explain for me, Spud. I played with you on the 1990 Kangaroo Tour. You chip and chasing. Doesn't explain why you did that. And I'll just tell a quick story, Spud.
Well,
we were off at halftime. Well, we're playing against the French. Yeah. It was freezing cold. Kevin Costner was at the game. It was about -6 degrees.
Was he filming Robin Hood?
Yeah, that's right. He was in Carcassonne. One of the worst games of rugby league he could have ever witnessed. But we came off and it was very close. It was like 6-4 or something. And Bozo said, just get the ball and stop throwing it around because no one wanted to get tackled. It was freezing. Just hit it up, hit it up, hit it up. We'll go right through the middle.
Yeah.
Everyone went, they kicked off to us. Spud got the kickoff, chipped over the top. The French got it and almost scored. We just saved the try.
Did the
big hook come out then, Spud, or what?
Oh, yeah, he hooked me straight away. But mate, a lot of people don't understand. I was a 5'8 up until I was 18. Okay? I was
there
a 5'8 MG, was a 5'8 as well for St. Mary's, and I was at St. Pat's at Blacktown. And, mate, I've always had that gift of a chip and kick. But when I was a young bloke, they used to come back and not go to someone else.
Yeah, tell Bozo that at the time. All that spud eating made you go another 6 inches. Great.
Oh, that was funny. Hey, now... You're a Parramatta junior. You told me the other night. I think you had told me that before.
Yeah.
You played for Penrith. You played for South. I guess you're not keen on the Cowboys on Friday night then.
The Cowboys, well, mate, they're fresh, aren't they? If they don't win, there's something going on. But I think Parramatta might have the game to, you know, put it to them. They've got to just give it to them in the forwards. I know Tomalolo is playing great, but you've got to take on McLean. But that Reuben Cotter, I haven't seen him bounce back since he won that, I mean, man of match performance in State of Origin 1. So, but the thing is, the killer is for Parramatta is that these guys are fresh. Sure, the humidity is going to be up to about, they're saying 85%. My God, you'd be sweating for Australia up there.
Yeah.
But at least it's a night game. It's a night game. If it was a day game when we were coming through, boys, it would have been a bit hot.
Yeah,
absolutely. Shocker.
So how do you combat that, Spud? I mean, you work in the health and fitness industry. You've also played in some different conditions, whether it's cold or hot. And you're going up there on Friday. They're arriving Thursday night. They won't do any training sessions from, we're led to believe, up there. How do you combat that? Is it just about, you just got to start quick?
Yeah, you've got to start fast. But it's all about, you know, a bit of hydration as well. Just keep you, you know, they'll be so loaded up. Mate, they're so far advanced now. We've been retired 25 years, boys. We used to drink water and that was it. But they've got all these electrolytes and whatever. But it's all about, you've got to start fast. If you don't come out of the blocks quick, and it can be over in 10 minutes because the game just goes so fast these days. And if they can put a couple of tries on you and you're on the back foot, mate, it's hard to catch up these days.
Are you convinced of any of the games, Spud? Whoever wins either of the games will be the premier. So if Penrith beats South or South beat Penrith, do you think the winner comes out of that game the following week?
I'd have to say that. I think Penrith, it's just, where can you beat them, mate? Like, seriously, they're fresh. They've hardly got any injuries. You look at South Sydney, the poor buggers. I know Tom Burgess down there. They've lost Havili. Is that the young kid who he did his calf, I think he did? Mate, he reminds me so much of that Brandon Smith, you know, the demolition man. He runs so hard. He comes on and can create magic, but... they're going to miss him. I think Gyro's a little bit crooked. He's Gary Coyne. Who on the wings? He's a little bit...
Alex Johnston.
He's a little bit damage control too. I think Alex Johnston, he hasn't ran this week. I know he's fit, but he's done a hip flexor, mate. But then this time of year, boys, mate, you're like a pincushion, aren't you?
Yep.
You just take as many needles as you can to get on the footy field. In 2 weeks' time, guess what? You can kick back and grab a beer and take it easy. But... mate, you just got to do everything to get on the field. I'm sure South will do that, and they'll put a fantastic performance. They're up against the odds, but then again, mate, they've got the main person there, and that's that Latrell Mitchell, my God. He is a freak. I love watching him play. He's got a smile on his face. Some of that stuff he did last week, well, he was getting thrown over the line, over the sideline with four people about to throw him over the fence. He flicks a ball. Where did he pull that ball from?
Yeah, he's talented.
He's like a magician.
Yeah, like Gene Miles passes, what I called it. It was amazing. Hey, Spud, no doubt a couple of great games, and then we're heading into a grand final next week. But before we let you go, I just want to ask you your thoughts, your reaction to the Channel 7 story on Mario Fenech the other night. I know as a former South player as well, you would have had a lot to do with Muzz.
Yeah, I must say, boys, it rattled me. I was at dinner and my good mate Peter Johnson, the colour, he called himself the colour because he used to cut him in half, and he was one of the biggest hitters I've come across. Remember, he used to play for Parramatta. I played with him at South.
Yeah.
I think the first incident of that video was that Mario was a head high merchant. He used to get you up high. He used to wear those big arm guards and they'd have a bit of plastic in there. That was the good old days, right? You come out swinging arm and John used to run straight at him and he dropped him. And I remember he was on the ground convulsing and no one likes to see that. But I guarantee you, it rattled me. I had a bit of an emotional day. On Monday, I was ringing around, spoke to James Graham, I spoke to Ian Roberts. He rung me just to say hello, but we spoke about Mario. But I've actually booked in. I'm going to go and get tested. I've never had an MRI on my melon. Hopefully they can find something. But I must say, it did rattle me, man. I'll tell you, a lot of times, you know, I got Mario a couple of times. I used to snort. Yeah, back then, we could hit him with a shoulder charge. I never, ever head-eyed anyone, but I'll tell you what, I put a lot of people to sleep. Shoulder to the chin, and back then we could get away with it, but now, mate, you can't do it. But you know, I just worry about the people that we did hit all those years ago. We're talking 25 years ago, but I feel sorry for the ones before that. Like, we talk about, you know, Scotty's old man, mate, far out, how tough were those buggers? You know, George Piggins, then you got the people I used to love walking through, like the Mark Grahams of the world, the Terry Randalls, the Ray Prices, you know, the Jeff Robinsons, mate. I really feel for them.
Well, Spud, you're making a lot of sense, which is great, and you're in your mid-50s. And Mario got diagnosed at 53, so, it was very confronting, but it was very brave of him as well. And, mate, we do appreciate you giving us your thoughts on the finals this week everything else. Spud, thanks for joining us on Sports Day, mate.
Yeah. No, always available, boys. SEN is the best station. But the thing is, if you want me next week, I'm here, boys. You know where I am. Yeah. I'm just looking out at the sign at the front of my gym. It's called Spud Gym. No one's ever come from the streets to say, Spud, I've just heard you on the radio. I don't know what's going on. But the sign says, don't let fear hold you back.
Yeah, they're too scared to come in and confront you. Yeah. That's the problem, Spud.
Big monster standing at the door, Spud Carroll.
You've got to welcome people and you can't scare them away.
You turned up, mate.
No, I vomited. I think I vomited after it.
It was nice of you, mate. You kept coming back.
He told me you made him vomit.
See you, boys. Enjoy.
See ya. Hope you've enjoyed the podcast with Badge and Sats on Sports Day. If you get the chance at any stage to listen to the show live, make sure you tune in each and every night, Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m.
When making the double chicken deluxe at Macca's, we wanted to improve on the perfect combo of tender Aussie chicken with cheese, tomato and aioli. So we doubled it. Chicken and Macca's together and loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Available after 10:30 a.m. for a limited time only.